cliffcentral.com.
Right. If you want to ring us, you know what to do. 0861-555-189. Nola's not sitting there for her health. You can call her.
What is this song?
You like it?
No, sometimes I feel like I should have been born in the 70s. Ring, ring.
Ring, ring. It's Jax Jones and Mabel. And Ring, Ring, featuring Rich the Kid.
Of course.
Mabel.
And Mabel. You didn't know about that?
Mm-mm. Oh. I don't know about Mabel. Maybe I'm from the...
Mabel. You haven't heard about Mabel?
No, I haven't.
Mabel
Maisel. I'm Mabel. Yeah. Mabel Maisel.
Isn't she your second cousin?
Removed.
Yeah, if you're wondering, Lorraine Maisel's here with us. She's a part of the CliffCentral.com family, has been since day one. She had two various incarnations here on shows that she ran. There was Keeping Up with the Kelvaries. There was Laughter Therapy.
There was The Unview as well.
Oh, yes. I
even you forgot Jesus. That one.
You were on The Unview with Alan Ford and Samizi.
You've had some very high-profile fallouts here, actually, Lorraine. You don't think about it.
Lorraine launched Samizi.
I don't think Samizi will see it that way.
That was his first proper radio gig.
It was his first proper radio. And I used to phone him and he used to say to me, could you get me breakfast, please?
He was already
Y'all
a diva.
Had completely. Some crazy times there.
Bless up. I can't, but I remember that now as well.
So I thought we'd bring Laura in this morning so she could remind you and refresh you with her fantastically infectious laughter.
We actually need to play some of those episodes again.
God, yeah. I mean,
The Unview?
Yes. There was a particular episode. Somizi came into studio and he played the audio of a sex tape that he had recorded.
That's right.
Yes!
It was totally unhinged. It was... By the way, it was so way wrong. Better than any of the radio stuff that he's done since then, I got to say.
It was uncensored.
Yeah, I mean, he had no experience at all, and he was very honest. He's always been very honest.
No, he is
very
honest.
This stuff was incredible. So, all right, lots to talk about this morning, and Laura's here with us. You can call us 0861-555-189 if you want to message us, 0797482090. Tell us what's on your mind. First things first. The Zulu King has allied with AfriForum.
Wow.
Have you heard about this?
Talk about a merger of notes.
I know. I mean, this is like, you know, the opposite of what happened at Blood River.
I can't say I know anything about this. I watch fashion.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Law? We were hoping for your political commentary on here, but... Don't worry. I think we'll handle it.
Okay, right. Thanks. So, yeah, you got
King,
me.
King Goodwill Zwelithini, who, by the way, costs us... Have you seen how much he costs us?
About 57 million rand a year.
That's correct. Somewhere in that ballpark.
How did you find that figure?
Well, take the population of the country, add a million to every person, and that's how much he gets.
Well, someone called Zulu Mason says, the Zulu King is not my king. He has no value to me. Like, I have no value to him. All he cares about is eating and getting married. To hell with these useless eatists in Africa. Someone called Tsawe Lihle says, so the Zulu King partners with the racist AfriForum. First of all, I mean, these guys have got similar interests, so why shouldn't they partner? They're against the government and their expropriation without compensation, both of them. It wouldn't be the first time that the Zulus and the Afrikaners have joined up against a mutual enemy. They did this against the English at a time in our history.
If we go by their words, they're saying that they've partnered up to promote agriculture and ensure food security in the country. They both are strongly opposed to the expropriation of land without compensation. And so the king says that he's strengthening his relationship with AfriForum, all in the name of agriculture and food security, not just for himself, but for all South Africans.
Well... you know, you sometimes have to narrow your interests, sometimes your interests abroad. I've always said that South Africa as a country is a made-up thing, right? Our borders were drawn by the British Empire.
Mm-hmm.
We were arbitrarily determined to be everything south of the Limpopo and the Orange in the far northwest Cape. And we've got little pockets of what are our sovereign states within our borders, like Swaziland and Lesotho. But really, the Zulu nation, who have a very interesting, very proud and very illustrious history, and who really stood up for themselves at a time when nations that were being colonized, that were being pushed aside, this nation, the Zulu nation, managed to stand up for itself, not only win a battle or two, but be treated very seriously by their erstwhile colonial masters, to the extent that King Cetshwayo went to London to meet the Queen of England, and I think there was Queen Victoria at the time, and the two of them had a very honest peer-to-peer conversation as monarchs. You know, I mean, it's all very cute now if you look at it in history. But obviously, no, well, it is cute. Yeah. But seriously, you can't just ride roughshod over the Zulu nation. And at the same time, I'm not a big fan of kings and queens in the year 2018. I think they're decorative, they're ceremonial, they're symbolic.
And then therefore our drama.
They're there for drama. And this
like
king,
Meghan Markle.
This king gets 65 million rand in a budget every year, and he gets a 1.3 million rand salary every month. That's a lot of money to dress up.
What's the budget specifically or differently for, as opposed to his salary?
He also has Mercedes that are given to him and his wives. The 4 million rand he rakes from farms, and the tithe that his peasant farmers and the occasional 1 billion spent in his palaces isn't included in any of that. He says he doesn't derive any salary from the Ingonyama Trust, even though that's probably the biggest parcel of land in the country owned by one person. The king says the government can take whatever money it gives him because it's not much anyway. How's that? So you could probably find yourself agreeing with some of the things he says and disagreeing with some of the other things he says. I think, you know, Zulu people might have some kind of relationship or some kind of issue with their king. And then there are a couple of comments on social media which I think are instructive here.
Uh-huh.
There's a guy called Floyd Fluna or Boizin who says, I'm waiting for Andilem, Ritama, Julius and Floyd to comment about the Zulu king in AfriForum. Andile said he respects the king's decision to go with AfriForum, yet they call out the EFF for giving it to the DA and the metros. Sometimes it's hard to read people's thoughts on social media because they don't make it easy for you, you know. But there we go. There's loads of talk about the Zulu King this morning. Maybe you've got a comment on that too. His pet project is going to come under scrutiny too. They're going to look at where he's spending money, what he's spending it on. And a lot of people are surprised about the king's actions. Others say they're not surprised. He's always been like this, him and his uncle. Nothing new here, says Tebs. For once, I agree with the Zulu king, says Kwanele Ndlovu. Ndlovu, that's a good Zulu surname.
Elephant means elephant.
Yeah, I know. Mm. All right, so there we go. Some people are being scathing. Tandega says, this is simply Tandega, she says, one of the many reasons Dini Zulu was last true Zulu king, and I recognize no king after him. He announced a partnership with AfriForum, and that pissed her off. So who knows how this will go. But you see, this is what I love about South Africa. Everybody tries to say, well, white people do this and black people do that. And look what happens. They end up screwing you right in the eye because they don't do what you expect
visuals.
Them. Well, they don't do what you expect them to do. Stop trying to put people in a box. Stop it.
And trust no one.
Just because someone is black and another person's black doesn't mean they think the same way. Just because someone's white and another person's white doesn't mean they think the same way. Not all black people believe X, not all white people believe Y. And it's sometimes possible for people who believe Y and people who believe X to collaborate, to get someone else back, like the government. An increasingly unpopular government, I might add. I mean, if this government loses the support of the Zulu king, and they know it, because what did Cyril do days after taking the office of president? Days. I think it was a day or 2 days after he became president, ran off to let the Zulu king know that he was, you know, here for him. Don't tell me there isn't still patronage going on there. The Zulu king's a powerful man, even though he seems to be just ceremonial. Carries a lot of weight, and there are loads of people in rural KZN who believe he is their leader. Far more of their leader than the president of South Africa is. So don't knock it until you've figured out what's going on over there. That's the Zulu King. What else is happening, Sia?
Oh, let's have a bit of a Bill Cosby update, folks.
Yeah. Juice. I'm awake now.
Well, sorry, did we lose you there?
Yeah, you lost me for a while.
All right. So, okay, what do you want to know about Bill Cosby law?
I want to know what's happening.
Oh, let's talk about his 2 seconds in prison thus far. He has been convicted and...
Mr. Hello. Oh. Hi, everybody. What do you want to know?
How did he get a phone?
I don't know.
I'm in the prison. I'm sitting here in my own cell. I've got a TV.
Help!
Hello.
Do you already feel like he's touched you somewhere, Law?
Do you want to ask him something, Law?
Yeah. Hello.
How's jail?
Well, it's not as nice as my house.
One would think so, Mr. Cosby, but...
Call me Cliff Huxtable.
No. Dr. Huxtable, how are you finding your time in prison?
Well, I don't know if you know about this, but in prison it's very easy to get drugs.
Oh, but it's really not the same, because all you've received thus far is a blanket, one towel, 2 sheets, and 1 washcloth. This is not like your mansion that you're used to.
I gotta go.
Oh,
That didn't last long.
Well, what you'll find is that's a communal phone that Bill had his hands on.
So
he probably gets like a minute.
Prized out of his hands.
Okay, so this is what we know about his time in prison thus far.
Give us.
It's very interesting you point out the phone call situation, because over the past few days, he has allegedly been stuck to the phone, speaking to Camille every single day.
I thought she would have taken this opportunity to run a mile, change her phone number. I mean, he's not going to come out of prison anytime soon.
Camille, she put him on hold. She's doing what we do to people when they're phoned for Teddy Cell. She puts the phone there and then she's going back to her cocktail.
Or her mansion.
And he's just listening to like the sea laughing.
Why even answer
Hello,
the calls
Camille,
at this
are you
point?
There?
I don't even understand Camille. Why you answer the phone, because he does have a minimum of 3 years. Supposedly, his legal team are working on appealing this entire process, but the ruling is there's no chance of him getting out of prison for the next 3 years. So, Camille, you have 3 years to change documents,
live it up, baby.
Get some money, change your name, run away.
I mean, it might be a lot more, obviously.
Exactly.
Are you sure that he gets a blanket and a towel like everybody else?
So these are the details. Oh, this is the nitty gritty.
I want to know that. I want to know that he's got a good, beautiful mattress that he sleeps on.
Beautiful, huh?
And duvet and a nice soft pillow.
If you really do care about these things, this is what he received. He is in his own private cell. He only has 1 blanket, 2 sheets, 1 towel, 1 washcloth, and what they deem 1 hygiene kit.
Leanne would never make it. She was saying yesterday she needs 4 towels every time she showers a bath. One is for her body and her ass, the other one is for her face, the other one's for her hair, and
the ass gets a separate towel.
And then there's one for
it's not white.
I just marvel at how much people reveal, but this was his first meal.
Law, if you get out of the shower and you have streaks, you didn't get in the shower.
Once again, visuals. And if you do care about this, his first meal was a chicken patty with gravy, mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables.
That sounds lovely.
An iced tea, and here's the thing, vanilla pudding.
Iced tea and vanilla pudding. What, gave him a croquet afterwards?
Do you remember that he actually endorsed vanilla pudding back in the day?
I love pudding and
putting
it out. That's it. Vanilla pudding.
High protein and veg.
Get off my phone, Bill Cosby.
But as well, as much as he is to a certain extent being protected with the private cell, he has a group of fellow inmates who are meant to look after him. The prison is saying that no, this is actually normal for any elderly inmate who, you know, just comes into prison at a late age and they don't know their way around.
Elderly inmates. That's not something you hear often, huh?
Yeah.
But we know that it's just people trying to protect Bill, but supposedly some of the other inmates are not taking lightly to the fact that they have Bill Cosby in their prison. He has been thrown a banana to his head, while he was walking around prison.
This guy's got it so good.
He gets food thrown at him.
A so banana, good. Not a shank, at yes. least. But all in all, his team are saying that Mr. Cosby is in good spirits thus far. He's been using the prison facilities such as the yard and also reading a lot. And yeah, that's his past couple of days in prison.
Hmm. What is this prison? It sounds like a blue collar country club.
Yeah, it does. It sounds very cool.
So far, he hasn't been, you know, shanked in the throat.
A vanilla pudding for dessert.
Vanilla pudding, and that's it. Yeah. So let's see how it goes. I'm still expecting Camille to say something at this point, and lest we forget, he does have adult daughters who we haven't heard anything from over the past couple of days. I think that's an indication of their view towards their father, or what they think about this whole thing, because I mean, maybe they should have said something by now, but they haven't. I think they're on the right course, though. Enjoy your father's money,
Bill,
and
Cosby.
Distance yourself from this.
Well, you know what, he's going to spend minimum 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Shit, they should all enjoy all of his money. He should get out and there should be nothing left. They should have flogged the lot. Oh, we had holidays, we bought a yacht, sank.
Went down, baby.
But you see, Cosby also isn't a very familiar surname. It's not like he's Bill Smith, where if you live your life as Gareth Smith, you can still blend into the crowd.
Ah, if my you name's Gareth Cosby. Are you Bill's son?
See,
oh, shit.
I know it's a dramatic example to use, but if you are William Hitler, people will look at you like,
Hitler's got to be the worst.
That's a bloody bad. That's a very bad example. I might just add.
I'm just saying it definitely is. But also walking around as a Cosby at
Lorraine
this point.
Lorraine Hitler.
Mm. Yeah. Hi, I'm Jewish.
No.
Can you imagine? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get married, change your name, move cities, and use your father's money to just start a new life for yourself.
So Ben thinks he's eating quite well. He's got reasonably good conditions.
He's eating well. He's getting thrown additional food.
Yeah.
What is this?
He's an elderly.
Additional food, like a banana.
He's getting additional food.
It's an elderly inmate.
I can see him walking through this like kitchen mess on this banana.
But this still proves.
It's elderly inmate shit. You tell those rape victims, oh, it was just an elderly person that raped you. Oh, that's okay then. That's far less trauma for me to deal with.
No.
And it still does prove how much weight or power he carries by having this squad of fellow inmates who are protecting him, the mere fact that he's in a private cell, and also that he has certain privileges like talking on the phone all the time, and the fact that there are justifications such as, you know, if you look on paper, he is legally blind, so he doesn't have to do other activities that the rest of the inmates have to do, because they say, oh no, he can't work.
So you mean scrubbing floors and cleaning toilets?
I don't want to mine the coal from the coal mine.
Can't do that. He's legally blind. And if he was in his mansion, you know, he's accustomed to that, so he knows he's buried.
Does he have a stick? Did they give him a stick in prison?
You don't give a man like that a stick.
I'm checking if he's got a stick to see where he's going.
Hell no, he'll
he's
brandish
in his
that as a weapon
the whole day. That's all he cares
Smack
about.
Smack the warders over the head with it. He's dangerous man. This.
Shame,
wow.
Man.
All right. Well, there we go. Cosby update.
Yeah, 81 years old, getting up to this. And I hate to make the segue, but last year we briefly mentioned the idea of this tourism company who's trying to brand and create what they're calling Sex Island.
Oh, yes, I remember this.
It was this island of prostitutes, and you could go and book some time at the Sex Island.
Yeah,
and
wonderful idea.
I'm so there like a bear. You knew I'd say that. You knew it.
Law, you dirty, dirty woman.
I could do it.
This was off the coast of Colombia, and
there's lots of nice things in Colombia.
The authorities there were saying, nope, we are not having this at all. We can't allow this to happen. Oh. Well, where there's a will, there's a way. Because what they call the Good Girl Company, which is the company behind Sex Island, is making a comeback this year again, folks.
Yay. So it's going to happen? Are we going to have Sex Island?
Do you casually have $5,000 lying around somewhere?
I can scrape it together.
Yeah, I can find it. I'll get it. I'll find some way to get it.
Because
I'll sneak my way to get it.
Look, honey, and then you will sleep for it, because that's what's happening at Sex Island.
So what is Sex Island? Just give us a bit more detail.
Yeah, she wants all the details.
I want the details.
Give
her
all the filthy details.
Yeah, I want the grit.
The Good Girl Company is now coming up again this year with Sex Island. This is a drug-fueled orgy vacation. They are
drug
not
friendly. Let's get the
my ass
right.
Is stuck.
They don't care about calling it like it is. Drug fueled. There will be drugs available.
That I don't
want to
do.
If you want to, perhaps you don't want to, but there are will be prostitutes for
two women for every man.
Wow. Is it a woman or men? So am I going to be a prostitute or do I get a man?
This is what they're officially saying. I think they can cater to your needs, but Sex Island will be held from December the 14th to December the 17th. Every guest will be provided with two prostitutes, unlimited food and alcohol, and a bevy of raunchy activities to fulfill your fantasies.
Look, it all sounds like good fun, but you're going to get some creepy people there. No. I'm very creepy.
But also STDs. I mean, am I the only one looking at the obvious here?
For five, you hot.
You're making me cringe.
How much will it cost me, Sonny? Pull out your testicles.
For $5,000 per guest, you get access to a private villa with over 60 prostitutes and live sex show. Drug consumption is allowed at the event, and organizers say that the sex workers are drug friendly. But the tickets don't include airfare, and maximum capacity for the group getaway is limited to 30 guests. So far, because of the mess and the drama that they went through last year, they are not revealing where this year's Drug Island will be.
Oh, I'm glad.
But if you do your research a bit, as I have been doing on social media, they use certain hashtags like hashtag Caribbean and hashtag Colombia. Uh-huh. So you sort of are able to draw the dots on the map of where this will be.
Well, look, yeah, all the girls are tested and free of any sexual diseases. There's a strict condom policy. Of course, endless amount of condoms, like Olympic amount of endless. And, well, let's be honest, they want you to be on drugs because you're either going to fuck out completely and therefore the girls have a day off. Or something, this is great. This is a great idea. Just imagine you've gone through a tough 2018 and you just got divorced and your wife's been cheating on you, blah, whatever, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
This is a great idea.
Oh,
willing buyer, willing seller. This is for free market. Happy
sure.
Right here,
and how long is it for? Like 2 weeks? Could you imagine?
3 days.
3 days.
Got to listen on the show, Leanne.
Lorraine.
It goes quick.
I know things change quickly around here.
I'm massaging my breasts.
All right. 60 girls, basically.
Oh, just no.
Ben has answered my question.
60 girls.
Wow. Well, look at the margins here, right? You're going to get how many people? 30 people?
30 people maximum, because each guest
has two. So times $550,000. They're probably paying these girls from, like, Ecuador, like $1,000 a trip.
Hi.
If that. $500 a trip.
And then you're giving them free food and drugs, so that's probably knocking it down to $500. I mean, there's obviously a deal going on here, but the event... The whole organization does say they are not involved in any human trafficking whatsoever.
Oh, well, that's a... What a relief.
Very clear in the disclaimer.
That's a relief.
It's a human trafficking-free event.
I just want
to know about the drugs. Why? I mean, what...
Well, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be doing this, why not?
Lorraine, they probably put this all together... And then
naive.
And then the feedback was, it would have been great if you just had
more drugs.
Just to get me through the 3 days.
Drugs in a bowl with milk and sugar.
Oh. those comments cards came back saying, we just need drugs next time. Thanks.
I haven't heard the one thing I want to know. Who's cleaning up after this?
No, they just burn the island down.
It's not the UAE where they're shitting on each other. This is like, going to be a normal sex party.
It's like Jurassic Park where the volcano explodes afterwards and the whole island is engulfed.
Everybody's gone.
They'll destroy all the evidence.
There'll just be so much smush and kush and...
Smush and kush. Don't start talking about body fluids.
That's it, though.
So all much. Those body fluids.
Look at that.
I wonder if they've got
isn't that the most gorgeous thing you've ever seen? And look at his body, muscles. You work out. Oh, I'm going to come.
I think that's what broke Lorraine.
That's the That's the madam in charge of all the girls on the island who was talking there in
all
between.
All I can picture is a big drum of condoms. Use condoms with all that.
Well, you've made me want to go. I don't know about everybody else. Good Lord.
I mean, there's a literal island where this will be taking place somewhere. Yeah. I'm not signing up anytime soon.
Where do people find these ideas from?
I think it's great. It's, you know
do
what?
You?
Well,
PR
you,
companies.
There are people.
That's a good answer, Ben.
People like you, Law.
Yeah.
There are people who would watch this, and there are people who would participate in this. A lot of people in the world. You just have to go on Instagram for 2 minutes, and you'll see how many people are desperate for attention, and they'll do anything to get attention. And I can tell you now, there will be girls and guys lined up around the block to be part of this show.
Yeah, but guys,
I promise you.
Guys, all-inclusive holidays are the way forward. There's just different genres of it, clearly. Because if you're English, okay, so therefore you've pasty pale this time of year, mm-hmm. but you're making pounds, which means the world's your oyster. You now need to go to Southeast Asia. You need to find someone who's hopefully older than 16. You need to find your own drugs.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Instead of it being delivered on a platter.
Someone then says, well, here we go, Sex Island. Like, oh, phew. There we go. Here's my $5,000, pounds, whatever.
So I'm also trying to take my own judgment out of this and look at it from the other side of things. And just, hey, what's wrong with this? If, you know,
it's all of these consenting people, adults.
It's consenting. It's legal. If you have the money and if you want to explore the sexual adventure, why not?
Sure. I don't see why anyone should ban this. I don't see why it shouldn't bother you. If you're not partaking, don't worry about it. Just stay away.
No judgment. I mean, I think it could be very interesting.
But they're going to an island. They're not even doing it in your neighborhood. You don't have to stress. Mm. Let them do their thing. And I can promise you now there will be thousands of people who will want this. And there will be millions of people who will watch this.
And if there's only 30 people that get it.
It's amazing. I mean, if they turn this into a reality show, it would be the biggest reality show in history.
The world.
I can guarantee they're probably a handful of people as part of the group who work really hard, who are slightly introverted, who might not get attention from the people that they want to get it from, and they'll cash out $5,000 just mm-hmm. to have a chance on this island.
But my question is it males that get two prostitutes, or can a female go and get two male prostitutes?
You can do whatever you want, I suppose.
According to the visuals, just taken from the visuals that I've seen, it seems like the prostitutes are female.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's like 30 guys.
Sorry, I'm sorry about that. I don't know.
It really doesn't matter.
Sorry, ma'am, we seem to have got a cross line there. Apologies.
No, the hand is a hand, the mouth is a mouth.
A penis is a penis.
Look, if you're a TV producer, just for a second, take yourself out of your own life and imagine you're a TV producer and you want to make billions. This is the way to do it. You do. The first season is an island of girl prostitutes and you've got your guys who are going on there to have their all-inclusive holiday and you get to film it. And obviously, advertising won't be great the first time around because they're all going to be nervous. But trust me, when the audience ratings come in and it's the biggest TV show in human history, they're all going to come flocking. Mm. All of them. You're going to have every big brand in the world lining up to come and be a part of this. Trust me. And if they're not, they'll miss out.
Do you really think so?
Yeah, I do. I do. People can't avoid the biggest audience. Why do you think they go on Facebook? Why do you think they advertise on Google? Because they want the biggest audience. They don't care what the quality of that is. Have you ever seen how much advertising there is?
But do you want your brand to be a part of a...
Law, have you seen how much advertising there is in porn on the internet? How much... You're busy searching. You're Google searching a chemical element and porno ads pop up. It's everywhere. Trust me.
I'm so naive.
And then your first season is the girls are the prostitutes. The second season is the guys are the prostitutes. The third season is it's lesbian island. Fourth season, it's gay island. You can keep going forever.
Fifth season is real Orgy housekeepers island, of sex island.
Yeah, you keep going. Right.
I want to see the housekeepers have to clean up, sadly. Right. Then they go home and they have to tell their husbands, it was a tough day at work, senor. I was scrubbing those messy, sticky floors the whole day. Me and my muchachas had to stick. I'm sorry, I'm being so stereotypical.
All right. All right. Enough of this nonsense.
Please.
Please,
can we get off the sex talk?
Yeah, let's get someone sensible in here. I want to get Robin in here. Please, bring me Robin Sher. I need some sense in my life.
Some prettiness.
Yeah, someone who knows what they're talking about. Someone who can bring us something salubrious and helpful and healthy and something that you need in your life. Like, it's October, which is my favorite month. The garden looks beautiful.
And the jasmine, not the jasmines, the jacarandas are starting to bloom. Yes. I was actually driving down the road the other day and I was just started seeing these little purple things popping up. And November comes. It's just the best time of the year.
It's beautiful. All the plants love it. The animals love it. The birds love it. Everybody's happy.
Absolutely.
And Robin's just popped in and she's looking a sight for sore eyes this morning too. Mm. Full of the joys of spring. This is your favorite month too, right?
Of course it is, and it's the most beautiful month, Gareth.
Yes. Now, everybody's concerned about their gardens, not least of all me. I've tried. I've followed every instruction that you've given me so far, and it's looking a lot better.
I've got
nice, bright flowers that we discussed not so long ago. I've been trimming back where I needed to, so everything's bursting into bloom. It's looking good. Lawn, this is not so great.
Gareth's really upset about his lawn, Robin.
Yeah, it looks
massively
shit.
Upset.
But otherwise, the garden's looking very, very nice. Now, can you help us to make it even better than that? You don't have to have a big garden, by the way. You could have a pot on your windowsill, and Robin can help you. So where do we begin for the month of October?
So October is definitely rose month. Ah. So if you have roses in your garden, you'll notice that they have been budding and blooming.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it also depends if you listen to Gareth's mom on the rose pruning
right.
A few months ago, but you should have millions of rose blooms if you do have roses. So it's a very good time for roses to fertilize your roses, to deadhead, and obviously to pick the blooms for your home and your office.
Do you know what it means to deadhead, Law?
No, I don't know. Tell me what a deadhead is, please.
So deadhead is when you literally take off the dead heads, the
of
dead
the
pieces, the dead branches,
you know,
the
when
dead
it looks
flowers.
Flipped.
No. So when are you supposed to prune roses, can I ask?
A couple of weeks ago already.
So we did that already in August?
In August, okay.
Oh, did you miss it?
So I missed that one. Okay, so you've got 2 months and now we've got
beautiful roses.
Yes.
But you've got to pull off, once the rose has stopped looking gorgeous, you've got to cut it off.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so between...
So it's that like fluffy stuff in the middle in the rose, that looks all yucky in the... Petals have fallen off.
Yeah, so if you have any dead flowers or dead branches or dead leaves, you pick them off now so that it can encourage fresh new growth. So if you did a good rose pruning between like mid-July, mid-August, then your roses should be looking wonderful now.
And when you say fertilize them, do you mean take a handful of the stuff and just put it around the roots?
Yes, yeah, so you throw it around with the soil. It's good to mix it in a bit and then give it a very, very, very good watering.
All right.
Obviously, now it's very hot, so your whole garden will need a lot more watering than you have been doing, obviously, in the winter months. So it's very important to water, especially pot plants, almost every day, at least every second day if you can, and then the rest of your garden also, you know, every second day or so, every day, depending on how hot it has been. Because now is the time that a lot of things are coming into flower. You were just talking about the jacaranda trees. They're all flowering. The roses are all flowering. Agapanthus are starting to bud. So you really need to put that TLC back into the garden now with summer coming up.
Okay, well, let's talk about this lawn of mine. I don't think it can be rehabilitated. The old lawn has got quite sort of woody and, you know, it's not covering all the areas. I think it needs to be just churned up and we need to put down a new lawn.
No, Gareth, there's no need for such negativity in the morning.
Well, help me.
Yeah, maybe your negativity is being put into that lawn. That lawn's reflecting your negativity.
Why don't you shut up, Ben?
This poor lawn looks out and goes, oh, it's a beautiful day. Oh, this guy's scowling at me.
Is Gareth going, you're not perfect. You're not perfect. Please,
it's a living thing as well, Gareth.
Tell me what I must do.
It's not perfect.
Okay, so now is a very good time to lay new lawn if you would like to put in new lawn. Mm-hmm. But you definitely don't need to unless your lawn is absolutely dead. But Gareth, I'm sure yours is not. We spoke about the spring lawn treatment a few weeks ago, and obviously that was the time when you scarified mm-hmm. and you put down lawn dressing and fertilizer. So you can continue to do that now. This is the time when your lawn is going to be revitalized. It probably went through a dormant stage in winter, and that's why it's looking a bit brown and not as lush as you would
like. So give
it
a chance.
So give it a chance, Gareth, please.
What color is your lawn, Gareth? Is it green or is it brown?
No, it's patchy. It's patchy. That's the problem.
It's green, patchy.
But it's patchy.
Okay, so that it would be a very good time to do a 515 fertilizer, Gareth.
Do you know what that is, Laura?
Yeah.
That
no.
is the... So a 515 fertilizer is a fertilizer that focuses on putting back to the green parts of the plant. So obviously it's the leafy greens and the grasses that you want to fertilize now, so that the foliage and all of that gets the nutrient that it needs to grow strong now going into summer.
Can I ask a question? There's different types of grasses, am I correct? So you get there the kikui,
kikuyu,
and you get other different lawns, others. So that's interesting. Do all
Law,
of them?
A lot of people don't know this. Law was the greens keeper at the Johannesburg Country Club for a while. That's how she knows this.
The bowling lawn. I used to do the bowling lawn, the garden, and the bowling
lawn. Oh, wow. So you could, you could teach us a thing or two.
Yeah, I could.
So you're absolutely right. There are different types of lawns. So it's also obviously important to understand which one you have. Some of them do not go dormant during the winter months. So some people do have green lawns. Some prefer shade. So if you have a very shady garden, you obviously need to plant that. Some do well in sun. Some are just average lawns. So also understand which lawn you currently have. And then maybe just do a bit of research on the specific care for that.
All right.
But another general tip at this time with your lawn is don't mow it too low. You obviously want to enhance the growth at this time so that you can have very green, lush, thick lawn in summer.
Yeah.
So mow it a bit higher so that those bottom little stalks can grow strong so that they can help obviously get as much nutrients into all the little sprigs of grass so that you can have a lush, lush lawn in summer.
I like that. All right, I'm going to try this. What the hell? Before I tear up the whole lawn and put in a new one.
I think you should put that, what's it? KY...
515.
515 fertilizer.
515 fertilizer.
All right, now a couple of other things that we need to know. Hydrangeas...
Yes, it's a very good time to feed your hydrangeas now. You'll be noticing that the leaves are looking beautiful and slowly they should start to bud. Mm-hmm. But it's also the perfect time to fertilize your hydrangeas. An interesting fact about them is that you can actually determine the color of the flowers by altering the alkalinity and acidity of the soil.
Really?
So the hydrangeas are called commonly Christmas roses because they obviously flower over the festive season and people love them in their summer
beautiful.
Garden. But if you'd like pink hydrangeas, then you must try to get more of an alkaline soil. Oh. And if you'd like blue hydrangeas, then you need to add a bit of acid to the soil.
It's like the opposite of litmus paper.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. In the laboratory, if it goes red, it's acid. If it goes blue, it's alkaline. So this is the other way around.
Yes. So we actually sell like pink hydrangea fertilizer and blue hydrangea fertilizer. And obviously water is more alkaline. So majority of people, it's more common to have pink hydrangeas.
Wouldn't this be a cool way to do a gender reveal of your baby?
Very cool.
Huh? I mean, it takes a lot of planning. This is major planning. But if you know 2-3 months in advance... You put down the right fertilizer, and you invite people around to your house, and say, ta-da, and you unveil your hydrangeas, and then they know it's a boy or a girl.
That is a wonderful idea,
guys. Isn't
that
a good idea? There
brilliant,
we go.
Brilliant.
Now watch the northern suburbs follow this.
lifestyle needs
she's
to take over
having a
this.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So if you want to encourage the color, specific color, or enhance the color of your hydrangeas, it's a good time now to look for the right type of fertilizer and put that on.
All right.
And also, it's a great time to sow seeds. So if you want to sow vegetable seeds, flower seeds, if you want to get the kids into the garden, it's lovely to sow sunflower seeds at this time. So yeah, with the obviously the warmer evenings, the seeds will germinate better. So it's a very, very, very good time to test out seed sowing or to plant new summer herbs and veg on your balcony or patio.
Lovely.
I've just planted a rosemary.
Oh, wonderful. Oh.
And she's that is growing so, nice. You know, 2 weeks ago, and these little shoots are coming up at the top. It's so cute. Oh, and beautiful. I love rosemary.
Rosemary's little shoots. Rosemary's baby.
Rosemary shoots.
Yeah? So yes. You love rosemary, the smell, right?
I love rosemary. No, cooking with it. And but it's on lamb, on chicken. Mm. It's my best.
Very versatile in the kitchen. So it's a wonderful balcony or windowsill herb. So yeah, and beautiful.
it grows really big. Mine's growing quite big.
It should.
Well, listen, Laura, just for you, we've got a special blog on lifestyle.co.za. You can go and check it out. They've got October in Your Garden up, which is what we discussed this morning. All the tips that we've shared with you today are available for you on the blog, so you can go and look at it and refresh and revitalize your garden. And all the other discussions that we've had up to now that you might have missed out on, like the pruning of the roses, Laura. You can go and find them all at lifestyle.co.za. And Lifestyle Home Garden is the anchor tenant at the Lifestyle Garden Center. That's at the corner of Beyers Nordea and Esterhout Avenue in Rand Park Ridge, Randburg. Lifestyle.co.za. Choose your lifestyle with Lifestyle Home Garden. Hey, Robin.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Hopefully everyone's gardens will be looking lush for summer.
Oh, it's the best. And lying on the lawn.
Yes. Feeling the earth underneath the you. It's the best.
It's the fantastic. Best. Keeps us grounded.
Law likes to walk around her garden naked. Her neighbors sometimes like it. They sometimes don't. Depends on their age.
A few people have had a heart attack.
like I said, depends on your age. But there we go.
I've got a complex of 129 units. Please believe me that there's a lot of people.
And of the 129, 110 have seen Law naked.
Okay, girl.
The others are dead.
That heart attack died on me.
All right, very
I'm trying
good.
To make my own sex island.
Sia, what else have we got to get through today? And Robin, you don't have to leave. Stay here with us until the end here. By the way, we've got an exclusive interview with Peter Gozian, James Lindsay, and Helen Pluckrose a little bit later on. These three did some papers, which they filed at the Humanities Department of various activist universities, leftist, postmodernist universities in their departments of identity, politics, and intersectionality. And basically, they showed that you can make this stuff up and still get it published. It has no basis in reality. It's all completely made up. It's opinion. It's nonsense. And you'll find out how exactly they've rumbled these guys who are charging students money to learn something that will not get them a job because it is not a discipline of any kind. There is no guidebook as to whether or not you're right or wrong. It's made up stuff. It's a real exclusive interview. We did the recording on Friday last week. They only published the papers, or rather the fact that they had the papers published last week. So it's brand new news. That's coming up at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Well,
don't let me keep you.
No.
We lost you there for a moment. No, come back.
I missed my cue there. There we go. Now I'm back. Yeah. It's. I find this interesting. There's a new TV show that's about to premiere on South African TV screens.
Yes.
Around people who have won the lotto or got tons
Sex
of
Island.
Money. No. No. Not Sex Island. Who have been able to win the lot and they get tons and tons of cash and how they've actually blew it. So quite originally, the show is titled I Blew It. But
it's basically based on the lottery. What actually happens. People win the lottery and they end up
and
poor again.
How many stories do we hear, though, of this person who got 50 million rands and how in a couple of months they are now down and out? And you ask yourself, what exactly happened?
But how do you do that? Because, I mean, if you buy houses and cars, that's got to be investment. Well, I don't understand.
Car is a terrible investment, but you know what these people do? They always have an entourage. They always have hangers-on. They always end up paying for friends and family, and this one has an operation, and that one needs a new foot, and this one needs a cart, and this one needs a donkey.
A penis extension, exactly. And that one needs boobs and operation and some plastic surgery.
And before you know it, your money's all gone, and the whole family are looking at you with their new teeth, and you're like, well, what happened to my 50 million?
Mm-hmm.
I got teeth.
Yeah.
And that's it, though. It's very interesting. One of the first people who will be highlighted on the show was a tire maker who worked in Brits, and he won 1.8 million rands back in 2008. And it only took him a matter of months before he lost all of that cash. He built his mother house, so yes, I think that's a good and admirable thing. And
an investment.
Yeah, that's a nice proper investment. But then he started splurging all of his cash on clothes, a cell phone, and four different vehicles.
Wow, he bought a cell phone and it ruined him? Really? Well, a cell phone? I mean,
why do you need four cars?
And more than that, he totaled two of those four cars. He was unable to afford the maintenance on the other two cars. So then he had to sell them. And bam, 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 in 2018, he's now an unemployed father of four. And that is how he blew it. I'm fascinated by this. No, I really want to see.
That is fascinating.
Because just last week, everyone was so amazed at the security guard who played the lotto and he won 64 million rands. I'm not wishing ill unto him, but I wonder, you know, when you are earning, I don't know, let's just say 4,000, 5,000 rands a month.
You see, people don't realize how many of these stories end in tears. They honestly go badly wrong.
And you now get this option of 64 million rands, and the lotto has precautions like saying, no, let's not give you the lump sum, we'll pay you this monthly amount. Excuse me, I want my full 64 million rands. I'll take it all at once. And then these ridiculous decisions happen, and that is how you end up.
You know, there's
broke.
This old saying that money does not flow uphill. That
I've never heard that one before.
Never.
Never, I swear.
Money doesn't
in
flow
all
uphill.
My years.
If you're the kind of person who just doesn't understand
money,
basic supply and demand, pluses and minuses, you can't figure out whether or not you're earning enough to be able to spend the money that you're spending or whether you're spending more than you should. If you can't figure that out, doesn't matter how much we give you, you're eventually going to run out. Poor is just going to stay poor. It's a very sad state of affairs. Not everybody's going to end up rich.
Yeah, in a sadder case, also going to...
Oh, Robin goes,
it's really taken by this.
It's just so sad that someone could be so lucky and this incredible thing happens
Absolutely.
To them. And then they just don't know how to actually make the most of it and make
and
it
invest
work.
It and realize that there's a, you know, you have a future with this money.
Exactly.
Like,
the future
don't blow
potential.
It and enjoy it. I mean, it's just like, why buy four cars?
Well, in a sad example, there's a lady by the name of Nontlantla who'll also be highlighted in the series.
Are they going to highlight that girl who took all that Nelson Mandela Bay University money?
Well, we'd like to know. The,
remember
the
her?
NASFA's 14 million rand girl.
Yeah, remember her? She spent like, she suddenly woke up one morning, there was a mistake in the payment. She ended up with 14 million in her account and she just started spending.
Just saying, girl.
I think they're highlighting lotto winners, not greedy people.
Oh, that's the difference, Robin.
Tell me about Nontlantla.
Nontlantla was actually in a car accident and she was able to get a payout from the road accident fund, which is upwards of a million rands. But this is when the seedy, slimy family members come into play because they'd come to visit her and say, Nontlantla, oh, we heard about you. Oh, how sad. But look, I'm going through a tough time. Can I get a loan? And she started loaning out her cash, 10,000 rands at a time, 15,000 rands at a time. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to predict that now she is disabled, she has no job, she has no money. Yeah, so if you want to have a peek into people's lives, the series is called I Blew It, and it will premiere soon on DSTV.
That is just so sad. Because it's like, you know, you win that money and then all of a sudden all these leeches just come out suck you dry. You know, just take it all away from you. Whereas,
if you're not used to that, if you don't
know
how to say
no.
You
don't know how to say no. And you say, I mean, I'd probably do the same thing.
Help people.
Yeah, I'd help people.
Or good deed goes unpunished.
Like, what can you really say? No, I don't have the money. We know. You just got this massive payout.
It's very sad. It's very, very sad. I don't know what to say to these people, but I'm going to enjoy watching their misery.
That was so...
It's the truth.
That was so intense. Jeez, I mean.
All right.
Drop that one there.
Well, anyway. Listen, the exclusive.
Making stupid mistakes. That's what. That's another reason.
The exclusive interview, Peter Boghossian, James Lindsay, Helen Pluckrose coming up in a little while. We've got the Unnews Law. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, yay. Gee. Thanks for asking me. I love being with my family.
Robin, it's always nice. And thank
and
you for
I bought you chocolate.
Chocolates.
Yes, thanks.
Robin, it's always nice to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
me. Very good, Robin.
And of course,
thank you. I've never got a round of applause. And
let this be the first of many. All right. Okay. So we got lots of other good stuff on the way for you. Let's get the news underway, and we will see you tomorrow, bright and early at 6 o'clock. Don't miss this 8 o'clock interview. All right. First things first. Google just shut down Google Plus with tens of people outraged. Tens. Larry Page and Sergey Brin wanted to keep it going, but after everyone else at Google told them that if no one in the world cared less about it, they simply had to pull the plug. Jacob Zuma's Joburg Mansion. Huh, this is interesting. That's up for sale. It's on the market for 6.5 million rand and offers a lovely family home in the leafy suburb of Forest Town. It features state-of-the-art security, 4 comfortable bedrooms with ensuite bathrooms, and in the early hours of the morning, you can often hear the cries of young women. Conor McGregor tweeted that he wants a rematch with Khabib Nurmagomedov, or whatever his surname is, but after the beating he took over the weekend, many believe it'll never happen. Some are going even further by saying the guy has had too many concussions now and his behavior confirms it. McGregor shouldn't be contacted in person for further comments because he's currently bleeding from the ears and parking his Lamborghini in the fountains of the Bellagio. That is your news. Don't miss our exclusive interview next on cliffcentral.com with the 3 authors of some papers that have got the academic world in America in a complete tiz. All of that on the way. Cliffcentral.com.